What is the first commandment? Love God. Love God. The next two verses. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now then, if the first and the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and the second one is just like it and is equally important, and that's loving your neighbor as yourself, is there something about this love thing that must be important? It is the greatest commandment there is. So when God says, husbands, love your wives, what do you think he meant? That's what he meant. And you know, he even goes so far in the scriptures to say in 1 Peter 3 that if you don't love your wife like I love the church, he said, I'll not answer your prayer. Whoa! That's why a lot of men don't get their prayers answered, isn't it? Because they will not love their wives like Christ loved the church. Now see, if God said that, why do you think there's so little power in the church today? Why do you think we get so few answers to prayer in church? Yeah, we're not doing well. There's something wrong, isn't there? If we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ, like I served him and I was in church for 40 years of my life, I never saw God make an answer of prayer. I'd hardly prayed a prayer because I didn't know how to pray, but I never seen him do hardly anything at all. But not only with me, I didn't see him do nothing with nobody. I didn't see the pastor get any of his prayers answered. And some of the pastors I had were either master's degrees or PhDs from the seminary. But they didn't pray for nobody in the Baptist church. We didn't see God do no healings or no miracles. I never in my whole life never saw anything happen in the church. Now, what's wrong? Something's wrong. And what could be the problem? We ain't loving him like he commanded us to love. Maybe we come to church for 1 hour and maybe we grumble and complain about having to be in church on Sunday morning and we sure don't want that preacher to preach past 12 o'clock because the football game comes on at 12:30. And he better be through because if he ain't through, I'm going to be through. I'm going to be at home watching that television. Now, who is your God? The television. You think you're going to get anything from God like that? No, not at all. Not at all. You got to do what he says. You got to love him first. And then you got to, it says, the teacher of the religious law replied, well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, saying there is only one God and no other. What does 33 and 34 say? And I know it is important to love him with all my heart and all my understanding and all my strength, to love my neighbor as myself. This is more important than to offer all of the burnt offerings and sacrifices required in the law. Realizing this man's understanding, Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Now, that's an important statement. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Jesus said he wasn't far from the kingdom, but he didn't say he was there yet, did he? In other words, you're getting closer. The more of the love walk you walk in, the closer you get to the kingdom. Now, when you and I step into the kingdom, what begins to happen? When you step into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of love, when you step into that, what begins to happen to your prayers? They get answered. Oh, goodness gracious alive. I love that, don't you? Oh, yeah. I love it. Just running into that little girl in Ballinger this last week. They came here a year ago, and I prayed for her eyes, and the King of the universe healed that little girl's eyes. I love that. I mean, can you imagine here? I didn't even know it. But that's just like here a while back. A man, he come back and he said, you know, we live a long ways from here, but I brought my wife today, said she needs a healing. And I said, well, how'd you hear about me? She always said, years ago, I heard about you. And 4 years ago, I came here with diabetes and you told me about my sin and I repented of my sin. You prayed for me. He said, I ain't had no diabetes in the last 4 years. So he said, as soon as my wife got sick, I said, well, we're going back to Dallas. We're going to see the doctor, Dr. Jesus. And see, I didn't even know he'd got healed 4 years later. But it's just like the other day when the judge had had the, what was it? Whatever he had. I forget what he had. Whatever it was, a judge down here in Dallas somewhere, and this girl from Las Vegas was coming here to a healing school to get healed. And she was speeding down here and she got stopped. And she come and give her a testimony. She said, I went right on in to pay my ticket because the speed limit went from 70 to 55 and I didn't know it. And so I went in and told the judge, I'm from Las Vegas, and I've come here on a special purpose. And he said, what is that? And she said, to go to a healing school for Thurman Scrivener and get healed. He said, oh, I listened to him on GLC and I got healed. I thought, you know, you don't know what God's doing with your teaching, do you? You know, I mean, I think about the other day, Scott and Kim's neighbor, I guess little Kenny Davis is y'all's neighbor. You know, he's a Baptist and he knew about Bailey's testimony, her healing, and their good friend, the Waldorf's out there in Hobbs. But he has to have surgery, but, you know, he's raised a good Baptist. And so he goes to the doctor. Well, he goes to the doctor and they nick his esophagus, you know, and they cut it. And then he's got infection and he's got all kinds of problems. So now then the doctors can't help him. So he calls his friend, Kent Waldrop, out in Hobbs, that Thurman is out there preaching this week, right? He said, yeah. He said, could you go get him to pray for me? I have this problem. Now, see, he lived right here, just right down the street from them. He could have come here to a healing school any time, but he wouldn't come. But now then, he has a need. The doctors can't help him no more. He's got an esophagus cut, and he's got infection in it, and he needs a supernatural healing from Jesus. So he humbles himself, calls his friend, and his friend calls us. We're getting ready to go to dinner at 3 o'clock in the afternoon before church service that night. And we wait on Kent Waldrop to get over there, and we all stand right there in the hotel with our hands raised right in the lobby, and we praise the Lord and worship the King and pray for Kenny Davis back here in Fort Worth. And what did God do for Kenny Davis? He healed him right there. I mean, in spite of his unbelief. Have y'all actually talked to him since then? You have talked to him. Okay, I knew he was their neighbor. I thought, here, Kenny Davis is their neighbor, and they come over here to church, and they've told him about us, but he wouldn't believe. Now, like I say, as long as everything's going okay, especially with men, you know, us men, there's something about us men, you know, men are just stupid, you know it? Lord, I hate to say that about us, but you know, we got this unbelief. I can do it myself. God, I don't need no help from you. Now, I know none of y'all ever done that, but me, some of you guys, you know, we've all done that. And if there's anything, you know, your wife comes in, you're trying to put the toys together for the kids for Christmas, and you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning, she said, honey, have you read the instructions? Woman, get out of here. I'm a man. I know how to do that. I don't need no instructions. Is that the way men are? Yeah, that's the way we are, unfortunately. Finally, at 5 o'clock in the morning, she said, you know, the kids are going to be up in a little while. Well, okay, and oh my goodness, it says right here, put this part before this part. No wonder this thing don't work. Oh, we hate it when we have to do that. When Cheryl says to me, have you read the instructions yet? I said, of course I hadn't read the instructions. I know how to do this, woman. That's a normal man. But God tells us to walk in love, doesn't he? And if you want to really see the King do great and wonderful things, you're going to do it his way. Because he's the boss. When he releases the answer to your prayer, you get the answer. If he don't release it, you don't get it, do you? God has to release your answer. Now then, he says there, this man here was close to the kingdom of God. He was beginning to understand the importance of loving God. Well, there obviously from this scripture, there is a place that you can step over when you get to that certain point in love. You step into the kingdom and great things begin to happen. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be in that place. I want to be there so when I ask God for something, he shows up. Don't you, brother? Amen. I mean, I love it. I think about the other day, us walking in love when we go down here to Home Depot. And Dave reached, I think it was Dave or Eldon one. I forget which one. I think it's Dave. He said, this little checkout girl, he said, ma'am, she was sitting there like this. He says, is there something wrong with you? She said, I have a terrible migraine headache. And naturally, you know, when you're walking in love and obeying the word of God, you're just spring loaded to pray for somebody or touch them or something. So while Dave says, can we pray for you? I'm doing this. And just about the time I touch her, she says, no. And I said, it's too late, woman. I done touched you in the name of Jesus. I said, now tell me, you don't have a headache no more. And her headache was gone. She was dumbfounded. But see, when you walk in love and you touch somebody in the name of Jesus, what will the King show up and do? Great things. And don't you love to see him do those kind of things? That amazes people when they see that. Wow. Wow. I really think about the one the other day when Cheryl and her daughter was down at Walmart, and this woman was having all kinds of trouble with her son. He's on drugs, and he won't go to church and everything. And Cheryl said, we'd take him to the throne of grace right there in Walmart at the checkout counter. Man, she's got her hands up rebuking the devil, praising God, doing all these things. You'd think this woman's a crazy woman. She is for Jesus. Doing what Jesus... Our weapons are not carnal, are they? But they're spiritual. They're mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Is that what the king said? So her and her daughter, mostly Cheryl, she's praying for this woman's son. And a couple of months later, her daughter's back in there and says, Cheryl said, Christy, you got to tell your mama. After that prayer, my son got saved. He come to church and he's now going to church every Sunday and he's playing in the band in the church. Now, he was on heroin too. That's right. He was on heroin. And the Lord delivered the boy from heroin. Now, what kind of power do we have when we walk into God kind of love? All power. Don't you love to see God show up like that and change somebody's life? He does the impossible. But it all revolves around walking in faith. And you can't walk in faith without walking in love. Love is the most important ingredient that we have as Christians. Okay, let's go to Luke 6, 27 through 40. Luke 6, 27 through 40. Wow, I looked up there and it's 3:30 and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. We've been through 4 sets of scriptures and I got 50. So we're going to be here a while. And I didn't get them all at that. Oh, goodness. Okay, no, we'll go as long as we can and we'll see what happens. We may have to have 2 sessions on this love thing. Luke 6, 27 through 40. But if you're willing to listen, now see, this is a big thing. But if you are willing to listen, and some people are not. I mean, you know, you can take people and you can talk to them. And I've sat down with men and women, and especially men. I sat down with men and started talking to them about the kingdom of God, and they don't want to hear it. You know, I take some young man, he's living with some girl out of wedlock. I said, son, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. I said, do you know you're sinning? No, Mr. Scrivener, it's okay. I said, no, it's not okay.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with this teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this teaching titled, Love Yourself, God Commands It, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the TLSM website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.